Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Breaking news this morning, Russia declared war on Ukraine, invaded it, started to bomb its cities and kill civilians. Going to the lines, Randy of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. As long as you're finding all these parallels with World War II, don't forget the German-American Bund, which in these days is the entire Republican Party. The skipping ahead, the Cuban Missile Crisis, I've read a pretty fair amount about it. And in those days, 1962, I think Goldwater was already emerging as the Republican frontrunner for president in 64. But I've not read that any Republicans were second-guessing or using the situation for political gain. In other words, everybody was holding their breath and waiting to see what was going to happen. And this time around, it's just a bunch of rats who are trying to undermine our presidency, even if it costs Ukraine its independence. And I just find it sickening.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing to remind us of. And let me build on that, Randy. It's excellent history. Yeah, and he's referring to the Bund back during the Second World War. There were a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, there were people who were still sympathetic to Germany. I'm sympathetic to Germany. I think it's a great culture. Some of the greatest thinkers in Western civilization, music, literature, art, mathematics, physics. But the Nazis weren't really Germany. The Nazis were Nazis, and yet this Bund would form, and they really were sympathetic to the Nazis. You have that now in the Republican Party. And I'm glad you raised that because I want to talk about a couple of things in regard to that now. The Republican Party right now is split. The MAGA Trump people are pro-Putin. Tucker Carlson is pro-Putin. I mean, he comes right out and says, why not side with Putin? Trump is pro-Putin. Yesterday, Trump was on one of their shows, and it was the Buck and the other guy that took over from Rush Limbaugh. And he said, this invasion of Ukraine is very smart. It's a stroke of genius. These are his words, not my words. Stroke of genius. Putin really likes me. Putin loves his country. And we need to do what he's doing down on the southern border. That is what Trump said right in the middle of a fascist attack, because Russia is an authoritarian country now. It's a fascist country. It's technically no longer communist, but it has the same values, which are brutalizing neighbors, killing people, and stripping personal liberties. And then Don Trump Jr. on the Hannity show yesterday said, this is, quote, the suggestion that Putin will launch cyber attacks on the U.S. are lies. That's what he said, Don Trump Jr. And Putin threatened this invasion this morning was precipitated by cyber attacks on Ukraine. They shut down Russia, shut down its parliament website, a number of its other websites, and said that if the U.S. interferes, they will be subject to this kind of sanction themselves. The second thing, let me just say this, to back up what Randy is saying. And I like it hadn't occurred to me, but I like the historical analogy to the Bund in the other war. Here's a couple of things. You're not gonna believe this, but I'm gonna tell you, in 2016, this is how sick the Republican Party is. There was a Republican congressional candidate named H. Russell Taub, T-A-U-B, running against Rhode Island Representative David Cicilline. Taub, the Republican, sent a Twitter direct message to Guccifer 2.0. That is the account of the GRU, which is the KGB with different initials. They are the new KGB. Russia's main intelligence agency, asking for a list of Republican donors. Republican donors. That what, the GRU has Republican donors? In return, he got a dossier with 10 attachments, with opposition research on Cicilline, polling data on Cicilline. And then he had various Twitter messages involving Cicilline. It is a felony, a criminal offense, for a foreign national to contribute anything of value to an American campaign. So they didn't get him on treason, but he ended up being convicted and he was sentenced to 3 years in jail. This is this Taub, and he just got out. But here's the larger point. What is going on in the Republican Party if a congressional candidate in a small state, Rhode Island, running against an entrenched incumbent, he's not going to probably win anyway, why would it occur to a Republican? Why would it recur to a Republican to send a text to the GRU account, which is the KGB, asking for assistance in his campaign and asking for a list of Republican donors? Republican donors. And they had it. They had it. The Republican Party has been penetrated by GRU. It's been, and I'm not saying this lightly. You look at Trump yesterday. This is Donald Trump yesterday saying that Putin was smart, stroke of genius. We need to do what Putin's doing on our southern border. Putin is very, very tough. He's a tough cookie, he said. He said, Putin likes me. He said, Putin likes me. Putin loves his country. Who the hell says something like that? Right in the middle of an invasion of Ukraine. Who says something like that? And then, really unbelievably, Trump was on the Laura Ingraham show yesterday, and Trump said, I understand that there has been a U.S. amphibious landing of soldiers, American soldiers, in Ukraine. And Ingraham said, well, no, those were Russian soldiers. And even Laura Ingraham said that. And Trump said, well, you just told me they were American soldiers. And Laura Ingraham said, well, no, they're Russian soldiers. Trump is in Putin's hip pocket. And Trump is the leading candidate for president on the Republican side in 2024. Do you know how dangerous that is? Do you know how dangerous that is? It's not the entire Republican Party. I want to make that clear. But it is some of the leaders and the intellectual force behind the Republican Party. Tucker Carlson, pro-Putin. Josh Hawley, he's a senator from Missouri. He's one of 100 senators who, by simply raising his hand by himself, can block Biden appointments and has, along with Cruz. They're a tag team. They say, no, we can't consider that ambassador or that State Department guy. One guy. And he's pro-Putin. Lock, stock, and barrel. There's a guy named J.D. Vance in Ohio running for the Senate. Not going to win. He's in fourth place. He's a very odd duck. He's pro-Putin. He's basing his whole campaign in Ohio on saying we should side with Putin as he invades Ukraine. Here is the subtext of that. The subtext of that is McPhail, the former ambassador to Russia under Obama, is a very good guy. He's on the talk shows all the time. You may have seen him. He said something that I echo. He said, thank God we expanded NATO into Eastern Europe when we did. If Ukraine had been in NATO and it tried to apply a little too late and didn't get in, there's no way that Russia is going to invite. Then they'd know that we're going to respond militarily, and they have to decide, do we launch a nuclear war? As a result, though, we are NATO. Poland's a part of NATO. Poland's a part of NATO. So are Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, all previously occupied by the Soviet Union. So are the Czech Republic. It used to be Czechoslovakia. They split it up between the Czech Republic and Slovakia. I never understood why. They both basically speak the same language, just like one has a southern accent and one has a northern accent, basically. Very common history. They thought they should be separate. Czech Republic is still in NATO. Romania is in NATO. Now, Romania is extended to the east, very much in the neighborhood of Ukraine, roughly. In other words, it's fairly far east. Russians are not going to invade Romania. They would otherwise. If they were not in NATO, they would have invaded them along with Ukraine right now. Russia, here's what Russia is doing. And let me tell you one other thing that's very, very sad. The Russians, during the Second World War, used rape as a weapon. When they finally broke into East Germany in the waning days of the war, their military was given leave to rape women for an extended period of time, for weeks. They go house to house hunting women. And the men, of course, were off fighting or had been killed. And if they caught one, they raped them, young girls, tweens, teens, married women, older women, children. They did all this. They will do this in Ukraine. When they went into countries after the Second World War, they would outlaw whatever the dominant church was in the country. They outlawed it. And when they outlawed it in Hungary, they invaded it in 1956, the cardinal in Hungary had to live in the American embassy or he would have been put to death. He lived there for a couple of years. They are going to outlaw the Ukrainian churches. Outlaw the Ukraine. When I was in Moscow in 1997, I went to Mass at the Church of St. Louis. It was the only Catholic church in Moscow. And the only reason, it's the only any kind of church in Moscow other than Eastern, there are no Protestant churches. And when we went there, there was a camera and they said it's disconnected, but in the old days, they took pictures of who went in. If they were Russians, they arrested them and threw them in jail. This is a sick country. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Don't hang up. A lot more back after the break.
When you look at it from up here, you get an appreciation of how well this is a beautiful place, and we do need to take care of it.